News Talk 1620 WTAW. On Saturday, voters in the Snooks School District will be deciding on a bond package. The first proposition, the main ones, are $7.5 million. There's also a Proposition B for another $725,000. Background information on both from the superintendent of the Snooks School District, Brenda Kirknock.
The board met following a defeated election in November. They met multiple times, December, and then January, decided to bring on an architect and hired PBK architects to work with and some pre-bond planning, and went through a series of meetings, meeting twice a week during late January and early February, until they decided to call a bond election on February 15th for May the 5th. That bond election includes the same projects that we had included in our previous election, but we did some added some safety measures to it, did some expansion of the size of the cafeteria that we were proposing, and split it into two propositions to give the voters some choices to make in the election. Our this bond, Proposition A, includes a new cafeteria along with some classroom additions for art and theater arts, a renovation of a classroom, existing art classroom to turn into a health science classroom, renovating our existing cafeteria to turn it into the new weight room, adding ALC and DAP classrooms in what is now our existing maintenance facility, building a new multi-purpose stadium that includes an 8-lane track and football field with seating capacity for 600, adding some money in to improve our existing baseball field drainage, as well as bleachers, and adding some concrete sidewalks and so forth in that area, and then a new parking lot that would serve both the campus and the multipurpose stadium, as well as the baseball field and softball field. If it is passed, and the softball field is by itself in Proposition B. The first package is for $7.5 million. And the second package, or Proposition B, is for $725,000. We felt like what we wanted to do was present to the voters what were the deficiencies in the district, facilities that either did not exist for programs that we currently have, or facilities that needed improvement to better serve the programs that we have. In doing that, it also frees up four classrooms in our main building for expansion down the road for future growth here in Snook ISD. So we're real excited about taking that to the voters and hoping that the voters will come out and express their wishes at the polls on Saturday.
Continuing my visit with the superintendent of the Snook School District, Brenda Kirknock, about the bond issue that voters in Snook ISD will be deciding on come Saturday, and resuming the visit with the property tax implication of the bond issue of $7.5 million for Proposition A, and then $725,000 on Proposition B.
The first proposition is 14 cents. The second one would be an additional penny for a total of $931 on a $100,000 home per month.
We are visiting after y'all held three town hall meetings. What were the comments that y'all received about it?
Most of the comments that we received were very positive. They were glad that we included some safety improvements. One of the things that we did was move all of the facilities to the front of our campus or across the street on across 2155, so we have very clear sight lines that enables us to lock down the back part of our campus to any public traffic, to where only school buses would be allowed in that area, and make that part of our campus much more secure. I think the people really liked those kind of things. We got a lot of positive feedback about that. One concern, of course, that was expressed is, you know, the amount of athletic facilities versus the amount of academics that were included. And, you know, we're well aware of that. The last bond issue in 2007 was 100% academic and filled a lot of those needs. What this bond issue is about is filling the remainder of those deficiencies on the academic side, as well as the deficiencies that we have on the athletic side, to provide facilities to serve our programs in track and football and softball.
And you also made the reference that this also free up some space for future academic use.
Yes, it does. By adding the art classroom, theater art classrooms in the new cafeteria expansion, it frees up classrooms in the main building that we could use for future growth for core classrooms.
Early voting has been completed. This may be asking something you might not have right there at your hands, but how many registered voters in the district and how many early voters?
I don't know the total number of registered voters in the district, so I can tell you it is over 1,900 to the best of my recollection. I just don't know the exact count. We had 221 early votes cast, which was up from last year's election where we had 102 early votes. So I think there's a lot of interest in this election, and we look forward to seeing what happens on Election Day.
And the voting hours on Saturday?
Voting hours on Saturday are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and all of the voting is here at the Snook ISD Administration Building on our campus.
Additional information about the bond issue for those who would like to get more details, so how can they get that?
They can go to our website. If you go on our website under the menu, it brings up a folder that says Bond 2018, and all of the information related to the bond is there, as well as renderings of the facilities that are being proposed, so they can actually get a visual of what it is that we're trying to propose to the voters.
Thanks again to Berna Kirknock, the superintendent of the Snook School District, for the background information on Saturday's school bond election. More information, she mentions, on the school district's website, which is snookisd.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.